Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
In a clear warning to those who may threaten the peace, stability, and security of the Central African Republic, the United States has imposed sanctions on 5 individuals who are contributing to the terrible violence there. President Barack Obama signed an executive order May 13th stating that dangers posed by the instability in the CAR constitute a threat to the national security and foreign policy of the United States, and declared a national emergency to deal with the threat. The order freezes any financial assets in the United States held by former President Francois Bozizé, former transitional president and leader of the Seleka Rebellion, Michel Djotodja, Seleka General Nouryadin Adam, Seleka rebel leader Abdoulaye Miskine, and anti-Baleka political coordinator Levi Yakiti. It also bans their entry into the United States. The United States is not alone in taking such action. On May 9th, the United Nations Security Council imposed sanctions on Bozizé, Adam, and Yakiti, freezing their assets and prohibiting their travel. Thousands of people have been killed since the Seleka Rebellion began in late 2012. The rebellion eventually drove Bozizé from power in March 2013. The violence continued to escalate, resulting in the formation of the anti-Baleka militias that first targeted Seleka rebels and then Muslim communities more broadly. The violence has resulted in the displacement of about 1 million people. Human rights abuses have occurred on both sides, with the recruitment of child soldiers, rapes, kidnappings, and attacks on schools, hospitals, and religious sites. The sanctions announcement follows several steps our nation is taking to address the critical needs of the CAR. U.S. Special Representative for the CAR Stuart Symington was named in April to coordinate U.S. policies in the conflict. The U.S. committed $100 million this year to support African Union and French forces working to restore security there. This is in addition to nearly $67 million in humanitarian aid and $7.5 million for conflict mitigation and human rights programs. Ultimately, however, the people of the CAR hold their future in their own hands. We continue to urge all parties to end the violence and move ahead toward a better future for their nation and people.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.